Now we're going down to the Durward Gallery to our roving reporter, Barbara Jennings. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. How are you on this misty morning?
It is. It's not a great morning, not a good morning at all.
Well, it's fantastic here in the Durward Gallery in South Frederick Street with one of the freshest, most fantastic exhibitions I've seen, combination shows I've seen in a long time.
Okay.
Here we have Denise Donnelly. Denise, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Ah, no problem. Now, firstly, I want you to talk about this fella by Jackie Edwards. What's it called? Power of One, an oil painting. And it's just a guy with just complete body art. Tell us about this.
Well, he's actually quite famous in tattoo world. He'd be in a lot of magazines because his body is covered with tattoos and his piercings as well. And Jackie decided about 2 years ago to work on a series of kind of old master style as well, but with people with tattoos. So she went to a tattoo convention up in Belfast, and when she saw so many different people with the tattoos, she asked them all, could she sit them down and take some photographs, or would they be interested in sitting with her? And she got a really good response. So a lot of these paintings, we've got 12 in the gallery at the moment. A lot of them are all Irish, bar two. That's the only, but the rest are all Irish people with tattoos. And as you can see, some are covered from head to toe, literally, with tattoos. Some of them are very old masters of this woman here and her. The painting beside it, you can see her arm is covered in a tattoo. So she's trying to do a classical take as well, but then show the, as you can see, she's winking as well with a cheeky take on it as well.
Yeah, this lady, by the way, is dressed in what I would call Tudor costume. And you look up first, and I did not notice the tattoo art, body art, until you pointed it out. She's there with all this fantastic embroidery and beadwork and holding her a red rose and was very serious in one and winking in the other, like I caught you out or something.
Yeah, very much so. But you do, you have to study the work for a while. I mean, these paintings have only been here a week. They were over in Berlin for a show for the last month. And so I haven't taken my eyes off looking at them. That you have to really engage in them, especially with all the detail on that beading of the dress. I mean, she asked this woman to sit with her, bought the costume. So she went into a lot of research before actually sitting down and painting it. They do take a long time to do. But it's something new, it's something fresh. I haven't seen an artist, there's a couple of artists that paint tattooed paintings, like Terry Bradley, but they're very, very different. This is a very old master's take on it. And the detail is pretty amazing, especially with all that beading there. It's pretty impressive.
Very impressive indeed. And then we've got Mr. Gerald, who's an older person, who's tattooed all over his body as well.
It's very close to his cheeks as well. So, but from head to toe, covered in tattoos. What I love looking at is the different tattoos that people get. I find it fascinating. Again, it's an art form. It's a different take. But since we've had one in the window there for the last few days, and we've got a different audience coming into the gallery as well. People find them fascinating. So we're trying to, this is what we were trying to do for Culture Night as well, is it just show people that there is different forms of art. Everyone is into art at some stage, you know. This person mightn't be into this type of painting here, but they can relate to the tattoos because they know it's an art in itself.
Yes, and this little angel, well, he's a little guy. He's a big, big giant with wings. What's he all about?
This is by James Horan, and that's a stone sculpture. James has done public pieces as well. But these take him a long time. That piece took him at least 8 weeks to do. And it's very different to bronze. Bronze, you can have an addition. And that's where artists can make money back as well, as if there's an addition of five. These are all unique. There's not a mold or a cast that you can do again like a ceramist or a bronze artist. So with stone sculptures, you can see why they're at that price a little bit higher. They're quite unique.
I'm talking about sculpture, of course. We come across an artist that I came across a long, long time ago, and I haven't heard of much. That's my error, not his. Christy Keeney from County Donegal. And these are wonderful ceramic smaller pieces.
Christy, we've been selling Christy's work in this gallery for 2.5 years. And Deirdre Carroll, who's my partnership in business, used to have the Bridge Gallery on Ormond Quay, and she represented him over there for 11 years. So we know Christy very well, and people would be very familiar with his ceramic heads, especially the tall ladies or the flat ladies that he calls them. Extremely affordable. People collect his work. And we showed him in London as well at the Affordable Art Fairs, and people absolutely run to our stand, and we usually sell out a lot of his work by the, we go over on the Wednesday and it's gone by the Saturday.
I'm not surprised. He is a fantastic. I've seen some of his larger pieces when he was in college. I was in college as well, and Christy was just shone.
Brilliant.
He shone then.
Yeah, he's very distinctive style. So if, wherever you show him all around the world, people recognise him straight away. And his paintings as well are fantastic. A lot of people don't know his paintings. People just know him for his ceramics. But we're the only gallery that actually show his paintings as well. But now his paintings are selling a lot quicker than his ceramic pieces, which is nice.
Well, I'm delighted for Christy, having come across him years ago, all those years ago. Now, Ken Brown, this is a completely different take, timeless distance. It's a landscape, a play on light and dark, and it's just wonderfully executed, isn't it? Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Ken is a full-time artist as well. He's young. He's late 30s, early 40s probably. And Ken would call himself a sculptor, actually, because he paints downwards. He puts his painting on the floor, and he's very much involved in it with his hands. And you can see that from the work. They're very Turner-style paintings, very atmospheric. And a lot of brown tones. Now, these three here hanging on the wall are quite new, and he's introduced more green and blue tones. Again, Ken would sell very well for us over. He's so well accepted over in the UK. We're giving him a solo show here next March, so we're really looking forward to that. He goes down to Kerry quite a lot and uses his inspiration a lot from the seascapes down there.
Absolutely. Would he be in Kilrillig by any chance?
He just came back there, yeah. He was down there for the last 2 weeks again. And that's where, yeah, he gets a lot of his inspiration from.
Oh, with a fantastic Noelle Campbell-Sharp, who organised that, is a wonderful woman in the arts and helps so many artists in that way.
Brilliant.
To go down to Kilrillig is a fantastic facility to have a residency there. As you said, there's about three pieces in Ken Brown's series, because I call them a series because they're very similar. They're the same techniques, and they are very much, I see, light and dark play on colours and texture, and absolutely wonderful to, I'd like to buy one of them.
Now,
Jackie Edwards is, now this is a very unusual painting. It looks like a photograph in many, these
very
pieces,
much so.
They're very photographical, but they're not, they're oil paintings.
A lot of people think they're photographs, and quite amazed when they see that it's oil on canvas. She's very, you know, she mixes her own paints together. She's very much into studying the old master style. And you can see that it reflects on the canvas. Even that, just like if you look at her toenail and her hands, like, I mean, it's, they're just very 3D almost as well.
They are. I mean, absolutely fantastic. I mean, this is so lifelike, it's unreal. And particularly we're talking about the body art, and this is really what these folks look like.
Very much so, and I've seen pictures of them. And they love them. A lot of them have come in and they absolutely adore it because they're done so precise and so exact. Even the tattoos, look, the little detail of the tattoos, that's all very, very much real.
Right, and are we talking a variance in prices here?
The little one starts at 1290, and that's a 40 by 40 centimetres, which is very, very little for the amount of work that goes in. You know yourself, with an artist, they don't get paid by the hour. If they did,
oh,
the man hours of it doesn't exist.
And then we're looking at a total of, we're going from 150 here up to thousands in this gallery, aren't we?
Well, we're very much trying to keep things affordable. We have changed the whole dynamics of the gallery. Mm. We used to represent a lot of the bigger names. And when the recession came in, we just had to rethink. And a lot of, these are all established artists. They're all full-time. This is how they make their living. But we try to keep the prices as low as possible. And a lot of our works would be mainly under €2,000. We go by, because we do the affordable art fairs in the UK and Europe, most of the pieces have to be under £2,000. And that's what the fair is so good at doing. So that's what we take that formula and we try to have it here as well. And we try to let our artists know that if you price it, it's better to have it out in someone's house at a decent price on the wall so that they can keep working. And, you know, it's not sitting here with a high price on it. Our job is to promote them and to get them exposure. So I think they're very reasonably priced. And what you're getting now is quality work because they're taking their time. The artists that are here at the moment, they're not in this for making money, not like the recession. There was a few recession artists that came in, pricing things ridiculously priced, overpriced. They're all gone now. And the artists that you see now, it's so nice to work with because it's just really good quality work, you know, and it's they're in this long term. It's not about the money.
Yeah, you can see that. You can definitely see the quality as I said earlier, this is a very refreshing exhibition. And we're walking into the front part of the gallery and now we're looking at a completely different type of art. Who is this?
This is Shane Johnson. What I liked was that you smile when you walk in here. And that's what, you know, there's a very diverse selection in here. We tend to stick to 25 artists, and each artist is very different. Shane's paintings are cheerful, fun, energetic, and very distinctive. You know straight away that that's a Shane Johnson. And a lot of people would know his work over the years. He's had many sellout solo shows in the Bridge Gallery on Ormond Quay, and people love collecting his work. I think this is his strongest show he's ever had. Pauline McGlynn is opening it tomorrow night. She's a big fan of Shane's work. They're busy paintings as well. Some of them are busy. Some of them, you know, are a lot more calmer. This one in particular with Stevens Green, it has so many figures, fun-like figures. I mean, the figures are all quite similar, but there's different takes on them. And what we love, what I love about Shane's work is that you get so much out of his piece when you can look at it over and over again and see different things in it.
Yeah, I'm like the crows in the tree and the Muslims going for a walk and the heavies in the black suits and somebody having a grope. And I mean, there's all sorts of things in these paintings. It's amazing. People looking at art exhibitions, lounging on the rock as everybody goes by and stares at them. And the swans going down in the lake. And it's, oh yeah, the duck on your man's head looking at the swans. I mean, John, you really have to come in and look at this. So you do.
It sounds a very, very, very interesting, Barbara.
This is I told you this was a great, fantastic show that's happening here, and I don't often say that.
Yeah, okay. And this is happening in the Doorway Gallery. And where is the Doorway Gallery?
South Frederick Street, off NASA Street.
Okay. And it would be of great interest to our listeners, I'd say, to get in there and have a look, because it does sound very diverse.
It's very diverse. I mean, I'm only describing, we're talking about what's upstairs, there's downstairs, there's the stairway, there's the everywhere, and it's just full of art.
Okay, well, once again, Barbara, you've brought us a very interesting interview.
And, I try my best.
And thank you very much, and thank you to Denise Donnelly as well.
I will. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I'll let you go back to your music and your current affairs then.
Okay, Barbara, and we'll hear again from you next week. Thank you.
You will indeed.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.